Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Alderman David Moore's on the phone line. I don't suppose you want to play that game, do you, Alderman? Is that why we've got you on the phone here?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Correct answer. The Alderman's on a phone line. I asked if you wanted to tell us how much you think Dr. Dow should get for his pain, suffering, and general injuries.
No, I don't have that special calculator, so I
always... David, we called you because of a story we were talking about earlier, and that's based on something you saw at a Subway restaurant. How long, though, have you been on the city council? You're in the 17th ward. How long have you been on the Chicago City Council?
May 18th will make 2 years.
So relatively new, huh?
To city council, but not to the issues that's going on within the city.
Yeah. What's the first thing a person notices when they're actually, though, a member of the city council? Was there something that surprised you? I mean, you're no rookie here, but say you're just now in the big seat. What stood out to you?
I guess for me, what stood out to me is that we limit ourselves as council members. It's supposed to be a strong council, weak mayor setup, if you will, and we limit ourselves to that, which could better benefit the constituents of the of Chicago as a whole.
You think they kowtow too much to the mayor?
They do something that's not beneficial, whatever you want to call it, whether it's kowtow or whatever you call it. They're doing something that's not, I believe, not beneficial to the city as a whole.
You sure tried? Sure. Well, I asked. Thank you for that. So I asked, you were at a Subway restaurant the other day, right?
That's correct.
And as I understand it, there was a woman there that had to use the bathroom right now. They said, you have to buy a sandwich. She said, I will after I get out. They said, no, you have to do it first. And she couldn't wait any longer and lost it right there in the restaurant. You came upon the scene, saw her distressed. Pick it up from there. What did you ask her? What happened then?
I just saw a lady in there crying, and, you know, I was walking in there to purchase something, and I just, as a concerned person, I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, I told them I would buy something. I told them, and at first I didn't see, you know, I just noticed her crying. I did not see any water, if you will, or down on the floor there. And then I said, what's going on? She said, I had to use the bathroom really bad. I was on my way to work. I just got off the L. And they said I had to buy something. I told them I will. I just got to go. They said, you got to buy something now. And as I was going through my purse, I just couldn't hold it any longer. And so she was trying to go through her purse. I don't carry a purse, but I've seen women trying to go through their purse, and it could be a challenge sometimes. And it was just an emergency for her. And then as I've gotten this story out and presented this, I'm hearing more just stories just worse than that with children going on themselves, even in, you know, not number one, but number two, you know, because the mother couldn't get the money out of time or didn't have the money.
So you've proposed an ordinance that says, quote, any licensee that provides public toilet facilities to its customers must allow individuals who have an emergency and need to use the toilet facilities to do so without having to make a purchase, and a fee cannot be charged for the use of the toilet facilities under these circumstances. Most businesses do have facilities for their customers. If you're shopping in there, they'll say, yeah, you can go right here. You're saying that they have to make that free of charge to anybody in the public.
If there's an emergency, not just to anybody in the
public. How do you define an emergency, Alderman?
If there's an emergency. Huh. I mean, I think people come in and I don't think right now people are just coming in and saying, lying and saying, I really got to go to the bathroom, it's an emergency, when it's not. People are not abusing it now. I'm downtown a lot. I see people, the Walgreens, both in the city, south side and downtown, have open facilities. There's many other stores that do too. It's just, I think a few of them just take advantage of the fact that they, you know, they don't just let people in if they're not purchasing anything.
Yeah. Well, you see those signs all the time. This is, you know, this is not a public washroom, or it's for customers only, is how they put it. So, and I've heard from people, we talked about this in the beginning of the show, who have run into Subways and run into this very problem. Dunkin' Donuts, I maybe shouldn't call out franchises by name because some of them do, some of them don't, but I've heard that this is not uncommon. People run into that. And I think a lot of us, when we were in that situation, we go, okay, I got to buy a donut, you know, and we buy a donut so we can use the restroom. You would kind of circumvent that process for people.
And I've done that as well. But again, the lady was, I think I would even be here if people would have used common judgment. And just, I don't think the woman would have said, aha, I used the bathroom, I'm not going to buy nothing now. I just don't think she would have done that. Or, you know, she's just get off the L on her way to work. And I think we wouldn't be here if common courtesy would have been used. And it wasn't. But what's blowing my mind is what I didn't see coming out of this is when I was on other radio stations, seniors calling in. And for seniors to hear seniors saying that they stay at home and don't come out because they sometimes have to go to the bathroom and there are no bathrooms quickly available to them because of this situation. Man, that blew me away. I never thought of that. That people are actually staying. Some seniors are actually staying home because they have they may have to go to the bathroom. I wouldn't want my mom or my grandmother to be in that situation.
What about a store that doesn't serve food though? So there's I'm sitting on Michigan Avenue. There's a Coach bag store where you buy nice purses. If I had to use the restroom and I was buying a purse, I'll bet they'd let me. If I'm not going to buy a purse, can I walk into the Coach bag store and do they have to let me use the bathroom there?
Well, I don't know if Coach at this point have public restrooms. Any Coach store I've been to in the past didn't have a public restroom. Right. And so most of those are in water tower places or in high places that have a public facility that
people
can go to.
Okay, but you understand my point, though. I may have picked the wrong store there, but if it's not obvious that that would have a public restroom, but it might, you're not saying that it's only for food stores. It's
not only because Walgreens is just not a food store,
right,
although they sell
right.
food. It's not just a food store. No, it's for any business that have a public restroom. And people are selling the normal person kind of short on this. People are not looking to take advantage of this. People didn't even know this law didn't exist.
Yeah.
A lot of people they usually go into places that they think has one. You know, and so I don't think people are out here trying to take advantage of the situation or of some store or cause havoc in stores. And people, just like anywhere else, where you allow anything for the public, you still got to use your judgment. And so your judgment can still be applied there.
You know, I brought this up earlier in the show, and I thought people were going to say, this is ridiculous. There goes the city telling businesses how to run their businesses again. Now you're going to have every Tom, Dick, and Harry coming in there, and some of them are going to do God knows what in there, and I got to clean it up. Thanks a lot, City of Chicago. I thought that's what I would hear. I didn't hear any of that. I mostly heard from people like you who think those businesses should have to offer it for free to the public at large. That's the only kind of call I took.
Yes. And you know what? I've heard the other side, and I've heard from business. I want to hear from businesses. You know, this thing is not a forced thing. I'm a very friendly, business-friendly person. And so if we got to find some common ground here or whatever, that they can help me with the language if we need to do something, you know, better to assure their comfort with it, I'm willing to do that. But at the end of the day, again, going back to that lady standing there crying, humiliated, you just can't imagine just the humiliation. And so, my gosh, I just couldn't be silent about it.
One last question, David. What are you hearing from the other aldermen?
I had 26 other aldermen to sign off on it with me. There's a the others that I didn't ask all 50 because I was trying to introduce it in the last council, but some of the ones I did ask who didn't sign said, well, just let me look at it and ask, you know, some more questions about it and do my due diligence and things like that. But I had 26 other aldermen to sign on with me for a total of 27.
One last question. What happens to Wrigley Field? So then the critics go, okay, St. Patrick's Day, thanks a lot, Chicago, or Wrigley Field, 40,000 beer drinkers all exit at the same time. Are there any special situations where they wouldn't have to comply, or how do you handle that?
Okay, and that issue was addressed to me. Again, you know, that's why I want to work with the business, work with anybody on this. You know, people leaving those stadiums, they're bypassing the restroom. They knew they had to go to the bathroom then. And if they're going, most people are going into bars anyway and drinking and using those public facilities. So it's even just not about the game. It's about people, you know, probably already at that bar. And people have to use there's a common sense element here too, and there's a business decision here as well. When you see a crowd of people, you know you can't accommodate that, and anybody will stand with that. And I don't think we're going to be seeing lawsuits where I was with 600 of my buddies, we had used the bathroom really bad, and I'm suing the city because they wouldn't let me. I don't think a judge would even consider that.
One last question. Tom, what did you want to ask? You're on WGN.
Who's going to reimburse the business owners for the toilet paper, the soap, and the maintenance of the washroom? Let's just ask the ultimate man. I'd like to know the answer.
Okay, keep listening. Thanks.
The same people like me or anybody else that's already spending money constantly at your establishment, and I probably come there all the time, but just today I was walking past there and had to use the bathroom, and you turned me away today when I've been spending hundreds and thousands of dollars at your place for the past I don't know how many years. So that's the same person that's going to be paying for it.
Alderman, good luck to you. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
Alderman David Moore, the 17th Ward.